fashion designer, entrepreneur, volunteer, paraplegic. City's John Ackerman begins his series of Courage to Come Back award profiles with a recipient in the medical category.
Chloe Angus of Vancouver was out for a run one Sunday afternoon in 2015 when something didn't feel quite right.
I limped home because my right hip started to ache really badly, and unfortunately, the pain got worse that evening and the toes on my right foot went numb.
Before long, she lost feeling to both her legs. An emergency MRI revealed a rare tumor in her spine. Then doctors told her she would never walk again. It was a fate Angus was unwilling to accept, so she started looking into a wearable exoskeleton developed by researchers at SFU.
With the technology that I had seen, I all of a sudden had hope that there was going to be something more beyond the spinal cord injury and the wheelchair.
Today, she advocates to raise the level of care in BC for her and others like her. As she says, the status quo is unacceptable. With the courage to come back, John Ackerman, City News.
One day, she was living the life of a fashion designer running her own company. Next, she was being told she would never walk again. City's John Ackerman has more on the Courage to Come Back award recipient in the medical category.
My first thought was, I can fix this.
That's Chloe Angus. In 2015, she noticed a strange pain in her hip after going out for a run. Hours later, she would lose feeling to both her legs. A rare tumor in her spine was the cause, turning her life upside down.
You have to learn everything over again. It takes an incredible amount of patience to relearn how to dress yourself and how to become independent at 40 years old.
Still, she wouldn't accept that she would spend the rest of her days in a wheelchair, and she continues to advocate for better care for others with spinal cord injuries. And she has this message for anyone who finds themselves in a similar position.
Don't be afraid to fight. Fight for what you know you need. If it's not there, it doesn't mean it's not possible.
With the courage to come back, John Ackerman, City News.
She had to relearn how to do things for herself after suffering a spinal cord injury. And today she advocates for a better level of care for herself and others like her. Our John Ackerman is speaking with the recipient of the Courage to Come Back Award in the medical category.
A rare tumor in her spine robbed Vancouver's Chloe Angus of feeling in both her legs. Doctor told her to get her head around spending the rest of her life in a wheelchair, a fate this fashion designer and entrepreneur was not willing to accept.
Pretty quickly after that doctor left my hospital room, I got onto Google and started looking at how I was going to change this or make it better.
Her Googling eventually led her to researchers at Simon Fraser University, who were developing a wearable exoskeleton. Later got to try one out at the GF Strong Rehabilitation Center.
It didn't matter to me that my legs were not doing it for me. What mattered is that I was standing up and walking.
She credits friends and family for giving her the strength to fight for herself and for others.
It's been an incredible journey, and I just encourage people to be strong, be patient, and be heard.
With the courage to come back, John Ackerman, City News.
City News, a proud sponsor of the Coast Mental Health Courage to Come Back Awards, which raise critical funding for British Columbians living with mental illness. You can make a difference by donating today. Visit couragetocomeback.ca.